We're learning the laws of Betzias Apas, the way one conducts themselves with the reciting of the Bracha of Hamotzi. So the Mechaber says, pretty straightforward halacha, Yivorech Hamotzi Lech Min Aretz, that's the Nusach of the Bracha, which we'll discuss at length, the significance of why that's the particular Bracha. And then the Ramah says, V'im Rabim Mesubim, if you have many people that are partaking of the Suda together, yourself, Yichavnu Libam Lishmo Bracha V'yanu Amen. So in the event that you're going to be the only one making Hamotzi, so they should have Kavana listening to the Bracha, and they should respond Amen after the Bracha has been said completely. V'amavarech Yichavnu Amen She'omrim. Interesting, the Ramah says that not only that, but you, the one who said the bracha, should also listen to the Amen and also have some element of Kavana as well. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses and says, Yichav Libam, the significance of why one should have Kavana upon listening to this bracha, is Mishom Shekivan, since Derotza Lotzeis Birchas Chavero, since your intention is to fulfill your obligation by listening to the bracha of the person who's saying Hamotzi, Tzarech Litein Daita Lishmo, you actually have to listen. Those Havilei Kol Teva Shishoymeim Epi HaMavarech Ki'ilu Omer Ba'atzmo, even though you're not the one that's saying, but based on the concept of Shmek Oina, it's as though you are actually saying it, but therefore it's necessary for you to listen to every single word, so otherwise it's not as though you said every single word. Therefore it's necessary for you to listen to every word. Not only that, but also to answer Amen, says Mishnah Berurah, the Alidei, the Aniyam, Emes Adavar, when a person says Amen, which is to put the stamp of approval, then in fact what was said is absolutely true in your beliefs. Oz Nechshav Ki'ilu Hu Mevarech Ba'atzo. Then, once you say Amen, after listening to the whole Bracha, it's as though you said the Bracha itself. And the reason why, even though the Ber Halachos gives a different reason as to why you saying the Bracha should also have Kavana to listen to the word Amen, he says, the Alpha Gav Yehu Berach Kvar B'atzmo, since you said the Bracha, obviously you cannot answer Amen to your own Bracha. Nonetheless, Mikol Malkam Ayidei She'onim Amen, Oleha HaBracha Chashuva Yoser. It creates more Chashivas for the Bracha, and therefore it's better for a person who's saying the Bracha to also listen to the word Amen. The Ber Halacha gives a more practical reason why. He says, in order that a person should know when to break the bread. That's necessary for you to first hear Amen from the people that said it, and then only afterwards one can conduct by breaking the bread and thereby distributing it to those people who answered Amen. Now, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, who elaborates a little bit more than the Tamei HaMinhagim, the significance of this bracha. Because after all, if we would compare it to the other brachos which we make, for example, on fruit or vegetable, Berei Pri Ha'etz, Hadama, we find a completely different language of Hamotzi Lech Min Aretz. And I'd like to share with you a couple of reasons for this. So the Piskei Tshuvos says that Pashtus HaDavorim, the logical explanation as to why we say the bracha as such, Niskin Nusach Zeh Lech Min Aretz, the reason why we say it in this fashion is Alpi Lashon HaPasuk, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, quote, Lohotzi Lechem Min Aretz, and therefore that's the reason why we say this bracha. However, when it comes to peres or adama, when it comes to vegetables and such as that, we say Berei Pri HaAdama, because the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, V'lokach Nimereishis Kol Pri HaAdama. So therefore, even though you could say Aretz and Eretz and Adama, they really are synonymous, but nonetheless we want to stay true to the pasuk, and therefore because of that's the reason why we have this particular Nusach HaBracha. The Gemara in Shabbos gives a different reason, that when we say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, Aretz doesn't necessarily mean our backyard, but it's referring to Eretz Yisrael, alluding to in the future that Hashem is going to bless Eretz Yisrael with a tremendous amount of abundance. And therefore, because of that, that's potentially what it's alluding to as well. I'd like to share with you one other explanation provided by the Marsha as to why this is the particular bracha that is said, Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And by doing so, it's necessary first for me to share with you a fascinating Gemara, which is in the last parak in Sanhedrin. That the Gemara discusses the various kings in which do not have a chelek, a portion in the world to come. And the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi says that, namely, Yerubim and Nevat, Achav, and Menashe, even though Menashe is questionable, There's much discussion about this last king. And the Gemara brings down the famous episode with Rav Ashi, that he was about to study this with his Talmidim, with his students, and he said, tomorrow we're going to start learning about our equals, our friends, putting him on the same level as people similar to Menashe. So the Gemara says that Rav Ashi went to sleep that night, and Menashe appeared to him in a dream. So on this, Menashe had a tremendous taina, he had a complaint. And he said, Chavruch, is it true that Chavruch Karislan, you're going to call me your equal? Which means, you would maybe think, Rav Ashi certainly is much greater. After all, if the Mishnah says that potentially Menashe doesn't even have a portion of the world to come, but we see the opposite. Menashe felt that he was even greater than Rav Ashi. And he proves this by asking him the following question. He says, Mehecha bois l'mishra hamotzi. When a person makes the bracha of hamotzi lech minaretz, which we already discussed a few days ago, this question, where should a person cut the bread from? What's the best place? So Rav Ashi looked, or he was dreaming, and he responded, Lo yadada. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. So on this, Menashe said, Mehecha bois l'mishra hamotzi lech minaretz. You don't even know the simple answer to this question of where to cut this bread, and nonetheless you want to consider us equals? So on this, the Gemara continues and said, Rav Ashi said to Menashe, so it's a good question, could you please tell me the answer, and tomorrow when I'm in the Beis Medrash, when I'm learning, I'll say it in your name. So he said, I'll tell you, it's Mehech Dekarim Bishul, it's a place, as we discussed already in the Mishnah Berurah, and as well as other Mefarshim, Rashi brings down, it's a place where the bread is most baked, is where there's a crust, discussion exactly where that is, and that's the most mehudah, that's the best place to make the bracha. Okay, so that was the question, that was the answer. So he asked, he said, the reality is, obviously you're a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Miachar Dechachmisu Kulihai, since you're so great, what's the reason why you are an idol worshiper? What's the reason? Palchitu avodas kacham. And on this, the Gemara concludes and says, "Yehavas hasan, that if you were living in my generation, not only you, Rav Ashi, would be an ovid avodazor, would you worship idols like I do? But not only that, nekinda bishifule glima rahata abasi, you'd grab hold of your cloak and run to worship the idols. For me, I wouldn't run. Unfortunately, I wasn't ovid avodazor. I did worship idols, but I didn't actually run to it. That's something which you would have done." So the Marsha asked the question. Marsha says, what exactly is going on over here? Why did he say, of all things, this question to test his level of knowledge? What bracha, or what do you do when it comes to hamotzi, as to which part of the bread to cut? So the Marsha says, and it's about eight lines, but I'm going to say it mostly outside, is that what Menashe was trying to say was there was this tremendous symbolism by the bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And what is that? Because when it comes to, let's say, fruit, borei pri ha'etz, what does that mean? It means this is the way it was created. So Hashem put into the Bria that this is the way it was created, and this is how we can conduct ourselves in continuously eating in this way. However, the difference of all other foods is when it comes to bread. Because when it came to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, when it came to the sin of Adam Arishon that did the sin of the taking from the tree, so because of this, there was a curse upon the earth. And among other psukim, the Marsha quotes, for example, Zesapecha Toich Alechem, that you're going to only a tremendous amount of work. Kites of Dardar, it's going to be with thorns and thistles. So the ground is going to become cursed, which means that you are not going to be able to ever produce anything. And therefore, he says, that's the reason why it takes so much effort to make bread. As we saw, just like the 10 fingers that we place upon the bread when we make hamotzi, so too it's 10 malachos, 10 different actions in order to be able to produce bread. But Menashe is saying something tremendous. He says, you know, the reality is we were not supposed to have bread, but it was only hamotzi lechem in haaretz. It was because of the tremendous chesed of Hashem that allowed that this curse should be completely uplifted, and that we would actually be able to produce bread. And why is this chesed? Why did Hashem do so? It's because of the element of tshuva. The fact that we were able to change and improve ourselves. Therefore, Menashe was the symbolism, explains the Marsha, is that why he mentioned this idea of the bread was he should not compare me to those other Rishayim, those other wicked people, because I'm someone that has done tshuva. And therefore, when we look at the bread, we should remember this Marsha, that the symbolism of Hamotzi Lechem Haaretz is not the same way that the world was created. Because initially, we were not supposed to be having bread which would be produced from the earth. However, because of this koach hatshuva, the ability for us to be able to change, as Menashe says to Rav Ashi that he did, therefore because of this, we were zechu merit to be able to produce bread that will come forth from the ground.